Portland has a pretty famous resident who worked on a really famous show. He's also a foodie.
Bill Oakley, comedy writer by day, but for fun, he's a food influencer. And in case you're thinking, why do I know that name? Well, he was the head writer on this show. And he'll be the first to tell you as a thing for fast food.
You know, I was perfectly adequately fed by my parents when I was growing up, but we lived out in the country. And this was back when you didn't have fast food restaurants everywhere. Like, I would see a lot of advertising for McDonald's, and the nearest one was 60 miles away. So I get to go for my birthday, you know? And I suspect that that probably had something to do with the fact that I'm so fascinated by it now. But I've always been, since I was a kid, like, very interested in, like, oh, they got a new sauce for the McNuggets. Oh, there's a new sandwich at KFC. There's a new side dish at Burger King. So I'd always be wanting to go out and try it. And the only difference is that I now put it on Instagram. Before, I would just tell my friends or my family who didn't really care. And now I share it with the world.
So let's talk about the local food scene. Portland has some amazing food.
For sure. I mean, Portland, I'm not the first to say this. I think I'm probably about the 2000s to say this, but Portland is the best food city in America. And, you know, I think that's generally acknowledged by a lot of food publications and food critics, because we have such an incredible diversity of food, and we have such access, you know, to fresh vegetables and fresh, meat and things like that. But also, the cost of entry, from what I understand, is a lot lower. You know, if you were a chef who wanted to start a restaurant in Seattle or San Francisco, you need hundreds of thousands of dollars. But here, you can start with a food cart. I mean, I spend actually most of my time when I go out eating at carts, because that's where I found a lot of, you know, hidden gems and so forth. And in Portland, you could have three of the best meals of your life every day if you just knew where to go.
And, you know, speaking of food carts, people who haven't been here, they don't believe me about how great the food cart scene is here. I was so pleasantly surprised.
It's shocking. I mean, the thing about it is people in other cities are used to what they call food trucks that drive around. And a lot of them are perfectly fine. You know, you get your burrito, you get your burger, you get your sub, and they will fill your stomach for lunch. But here, I would say at least 60% of our food carts are places, are destination dining, you know, where it's like, you should drive to this place and check it out. This is a place you want to go and you want to savor and you want to have several different things from the menu.
Oakley has some local favorites, and we will talk to him about that in a later episode. But if you don't want to wait, you can follow him on Instagram.
And I also have a club called the Steamed Hams Society. If you're a Simpsons fan, you will know what steamed hams means. It's a euphemism for hamburgers from something I wrote on the show. And there's hundreds of people all over the country. There's at least, I'd say, 60 members here in Portland. And we share information all day long about places on our Discord. We had an event last week where we all got together and had some special beer and some special sausages that were made just for the club.
Since you brought up the Simpsons, I have to tell you this. My youngest son one time said to me completely innocently, "Mom, I think that everything that I ever learned in life came from The Simpsons." And I didn't know whether to laugh or cry because it's hilarious. But then again, okay, what did I teach you? What am I, chopped liver?
Sorry about that.